Norman on BlurfCentral.com.
Zet is in the building, and a really, really dope time to speak to you because this EP is like out. It's happening. It's all going on.
Yeah.
It's super exciting. You launched it just like last night.
Yes. So that was actually our second launch. I initially first launched it in Durban.
Dope. Because that's hometown, where
it just made sense to me to start there. You know, these people made me, they voted for me, they've believed in my career for almost all my life, so it just made sense for me to appreciate them and actually give them first the music. And of course in Joburg, I'm trying to break into the industry in Joburg. I mean, this is where it's happening, this is where the heat is. So, and last night was just a banger.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
Now, when you say vote for you, obviously referring to the next level competition that you were the winner of.
Yes.
For someone that did not come across the next level competition, what was the story?
Well, I don't know where you were. I'm kidding.
On another network.
Anyway. Oh, pa. But
Virgin Mobile. I'm kidding. Okay, tell me.
Still there? But anyway, yes. Vodacom Next Level was a competition that was done by Vodacom last year. They broke down to, after auditions and whatever, they broke it down into five contestants from different genres, different backgrounds, totally different from each other, to compete. But it was more on a mentorship basis, and you had your big dogs, your Ricky Rick, your Big Nas, your Danny Kay, your Euphonic, DJ Zinke, as mentors and judges also for the competition. And the competition went on for 10 weeks, and there was no elimination until the very end, where I was crowned the winner through votes and, of course, combination of votes and points.
I mean, you enter something like that, and you don't really, do you think about what it might be like if you win it? And then how did the perception differ from the reality?
Well, the different thing for me was, I mean, since throughout the competition we were accumulating points, like I was in the bottom from the word go till the very last episode. Not because I suck. I mean, if you watch the show, you understand. But that's just how it was. Points were decided by the judges, which were the mentors.
Who very often know very little.
Well, I mean,
no, the public always have sometimes different opinions.
Yes, that's what happens, exactly. Yeah. And that's what happened. And so it was 40% of the judges' points and 60% of
the public.
And that 60% pushed me from being number 5 all the way
to... Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Like, if you look at all the pictures, if you type on Zete on Google, look at all the pictures from me winning, I'm in disbelief in literally all the pictures. I'm
I can't believe it.
What's going on?
He doesn't know what they're talking about.
So, yes, the reality was, I told myself that, you know what? You've done yourself well. You're in the top 5 in South Africa. Very, like, a lot of people wanted to be here, and you've done yourself very... I've done that speech with myself, like, it's okay. You know, you've done your part. I did maths in school, and I was just like, I'm going to need a miracle for this to happen.
What did you win?
I won 1 million rand worth of prizes. So it's like a startup kit for a musician. A car, PR, a lawyer, money towards studio time. So they're pushing independent artists. So everything is for you to be able to stand on your own.
So cool.
So dope. Endorsement with Rocker Headphones. So I'm part of that. What else? What am I leaving? Clothing. Also some cash. So it was basically a beautiful startup for starting off musician.
Your phone must just ring with numbers you didn't even know existed.
You have no idea. Afterwards. And they don't know that there's text in South Africa.
Hanging out with Zete, we're talking about the brand new EP. There's actually lots to speak about with you because you've been doing this thing long before there was a TV show.
True.
And you really have been pushing super hard. You graduated in 2016, majoring in jazz from the University of KwaZulu-Natal. And we got to speak a little bit more about this very dope sound of yours. But let's hear what the sound sounds like before we discuss and decipher the sound. More with her other side of this.
Oh,
So cool, Zeta hanging out. Zazie on Common on Cliff Central. The EP is officially out. There's launch parties happening.
Yeah.
All around the country, because you did it in two places now.
Look at me now.
Just Boston. More with her, 4 seconds.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
So, I mean, you bring a really, really dope sound that obviously the public really sort of resonates with. And usually I ask musicians, specifically the rappers, because there are so many of them. And I say, like, what? There are so many. I say to them, like, you know, if you weren't around, what would be missing from music? But I feel like if you weren't around, not that, I mean, there's always something, whatever, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get you.
But I really do feel like there's not a lot of people doing the sound that you're doing, and it's not for a lack of demand on the part of the public.
That was, like, some tricky thing that I had to go through also, because South Africa is a very... How do I put this in a polite way?
No, don't be polite.
A very commercialized country. We love commercial music. We go ballistic, you know. And trust me, not that we don't like the other genres. It's just that once we hear a beat, we're just like, okay, we're coming back. We'll be right back now, you know. And for me to stand firm and say, okay, this is what I've decided that I love and this is what I want to do was a really important point for me. And what I love right now is that nobody can take that away from me, you know. The people that are similar to what I'm doing are in a very higher age range, you know, and in 10 years now, so if you're looking at your 10 years as well, you're seeing Pure Dinah, your, what's this other lady's name going away, okay, and her too. You know, if we look from 10 years from now, they'll probably say, okay, we're good now, you know, we've had enough. And that's the thing about the music industry, is that it's like a community, you know. Someone always has to fill in those gaps, you know, that, okay, this is moving on, what is left? And not all of us have to do it, of course. Someone has to rap in Zulu. Someone has to rap in English. Someone has to rap in Tswana. And, you know, the nice thing about, like, the music industry right now is that people are open-minded.
Yeah.
You know, we have Yoshua Machozi, you have Malum Kuket. They're doing those things, and you're just sitting there going, huh? But that's why we love it. It's because it's them, and they've decided to do them. And that's why it's so easy for me to even promote myself, because I'm just doing me. And I don't even say, you know, you have to think so much about it. You're just like, oh, this is what she's doing.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let me give her a listen. You're listening to Zeta, and you're not thinking about anybody else. And I just love that.
If you had to attribute your sort of musical appreciation, your style to one person in your life, who would that person be?
It doesn't have to be a musician, right?
Like, it could be someone in your family.
Yeah, definitely my mom, man. Yeah. I mean, the whole Curry Guys was actually titled after her, because she's been amazing, you know. For, I don't know about you guys, but us, by us, I mean like skin, our families and art careers, they just go, where are you going to work? Yeah. Who's going to feed?
Yeah.
How are you going to put food on the table? And for my mom to take that risk and say, it's fine. Yeah. You know, go and study this thing. I have no idea what you're doing, but you seem to know what you're doing. Make it work. You know, she gave me that benefit of the doubt. And sometimes as a child, that's what you just want. I might flop, but just give me the chance to see it for myself. Like, okay, maybe you were right. Okay, what idea do you have? And she gave me that. And she has full confidence in me. And she lives her life fearlessly also, just leading me in that way. And she planted that in me also. And when I take these risks about myself, I do them with such boldness because of her, you know. She's got that character.
So cool.
Yeah.
This is a really, really good time to be you. What do you think a year from now looks like?
Yo, so I want to travel so much, you know.
I think you really will. I think people are going to start inviting you very quickly.
You know?
Already, yeah.
And the world likes what they don't have.
Yeah.
You know? And that's how we reach out into the world. We give them what they don't have. Mm. They don't want what they already have, tons of whatever they have there. So what the world is always looking for is what is happening in other countries. Mm. And I want to feed the Zulu girls other countries. You know, sometimes I get messages from people saying, I have no idea what you're saying, but it made sense. And,
a great compliment.
It's a very great compliment, actually. Because sometimes you think, okay, maybe my music only covers people, you know, of my culture and whatever. But you'd be very surprised. When they say music is a universal language, they're right, you know. And I also have, like, Spanish music that I have no idea what they're saying. But I'm just like, yo, babes, I feel you. You are here. And that's what I want. You know, one of my role models is Mafikizolo.
Yeah.
You know, they travel the world with their music. They could go Nigeria in a bit, you know, go Gom a bit, but they never lose the essence of that. That is Mafikizolo. When a Mafikizolo track goes in, you know from the word go, this is Mafikizolo. But they're traveling the world like crazy, and they're just serving South Africa. That's what Black Coffee is also serving to the world. He's playing South African music outside of the world, and I want to be that person, you know. I want that international plug so bad.
It's going to happen, I have no doubt.
Thank you. Thank
you. How does all of this mix in with a love life?
Wow. Well, dun, 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 dun.
I know, I'm also surprised I went there.
Wow. Can I run now? Anyone? Anyone?
I mean, you don't have to tell me. I'm just being, being unnecessary.
You are.
So what's the story?
Wow. Wow.
No, help. I'm joking. Help. I mean, I'm not joking.
Help. What, help. Somebody. Somebody. No, I try. I like to keep. Now, I'm not telling you if I'm single. I'm not telling you if I'm taken.
Nothing.
Because you guys. You guys. Tapers are hungry.
It's just a lot. Yeah.
It's a lot.
Well, just tell me. What do your exes say about you?
Well, I remember when I won. A month later, or like 3 weeks later, I got a text from an ex saying they're proud of me. They always knew that I'll do great. I'm just like, boy, bye.
Over it.
I'm so over it. But
my guess is that you're single. I don't think that you... Yeah, that would be
I'll let
guess.
You conclude.
Yeah.
I'll let you conclude on that.
No, I'm wrong. I'm joking. I don't... Why am I...
Why are you doing this? Oh,
I
my
know,
God.
I'm so...
Do you like Big Bang Theory?
I want to go to... a few episodes. I've
okay.
Been. Yeah. What
okay.
am I doing?
Because you look like a Big Bang Theory type.
Oh, well, now you got me back. It's a show about nerds. All right, hang on. Let's go to producer Palesa while I lick my wounds here.
Oh, my God.
That was mean, right? I mean, what character am I out of Big Bang Theory?
I didn't mean it like that. Save me, babe. Save me. Aye, which side are you on, Wena?
Nothing will save you now. Ask the take questions.
Don't ask about my love life.
Well, there is a love life.
I'm sick.
No, we really are pushing it. We shouldn't be like this.
We're not going to ask about that, you know.
Hey, these people.
Mm-hmm. So, on your EP, who did you work with? Who do you plan on working with in the future and why?
So, on my EP, I was very selfish. but because this was a project where I'm introducing myself to the industry, it was also... me testing waters in a way, you know. I'm like, oh, okay, this is what I'm about. How are you guys feeling about it? So those are one of the reasons I was selfish about it. It's all me. But I am starting working with people. And soon I just spoke to Gigi. And we're planning on working on something.
That's
yeah.
so cool.
So we really want to work on something.
I love how no one included me. Like,
I'm so sorry. And we're all here because of you. Because of you.
I'll be the nerd in the video.
Oh, okay.
Doing a science experiment in the background.
Save me.
No one can save you now.
But yes, so I'm working with some DJs also. There's some things coming in the pipeline because I want to be a versatile artist also, yeah. You know. Don't want to be in this little box that I'm in. But I would definitely love to work with Black Motion. Would definitely love to work with... Excuse me, Tanyusa Mazwai. Would definitely love to work with Jill Scott. There's a lot of artists that I would love to work with in this industry. The layabouts. Like, there's tons that I would love to work with. And I trust that the universe is listening. And
it's going to do its thing.
It's going to do its thing. You don't need to force these things. Trust me, they come. Like this interview.
It just came. Boom.
Blah, 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 blah.
And now it's over. I'm joking.
Wait, what?
How do we keep up with you all day, everywhere?
Oh, my God. On Instagram, it's the day under...
You're great, by the way. I really like
I
you.
I love
You've got
this
such
interview.
A great energy. You really do.
Can I send my CV? Anyway, on Instagram,
it's
the
no
day...
We have no prize money yet, yeah? There's no package. Tell me, how do we follow you?
Is there like medical aid or something?
I don't even think there's that.
On Instagram, it's Zete_M. On Twitter, it's Zete_M. On Facebook page, it's just Zete. And I have a YouTube channel where I upload all my live performances.
Cool.
And that is Zete also.
But now you must stay this nice, because I see this happen all the time.
That people are nice and then they change.
They come in and
I'm getting that a lot.
And then 6 months later, a year later, and then I'm like, hey, what's happening? And they're like,
Who are you again?
Exactly. So it's horrible. It's horrible. So I don't mind. I don't mind if you call me a character from Big Bang Theory, but just be, you know, nice in perpetuity. Zete, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much for a great interview,
the EP's,
man.
EP's out and very, very cool to meet you.
Thank you so much.
This is CliffCentral.com.